from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
So topping our report this hour, despite reports from the New York Times and CNN that President Joe Biden talked with a key ally about concerns convincing the public he's up for the job of president after his poor debate performance last Thursday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says he plans to keep his re-election campaign going.
The president is clear-eyed, and he is staying in the race. I don't have anything else beyond that. He's staying in the race. That is what the president is promised to do.
Prominent congressional Democrats have moved in recent days to public concern, not just over Biden's performance during the debate, but also the level of transparency his team has shown about his mental fitness. They've tiptoed towards embracing the idea that Biden should withdraw. And after a few weeks of decline, several factors are pushing the price of gasoline back up to levels not seen in about a year. Between Monday and Tuesday, gas prices rose by about 5 cents per average. Gas Buddy petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says it's likely to remain high throughout the end of the summer.
Price of oil now $84 a barrel. Just a month ago, in fact, just 3 weeks ago, we saw oil prices down in the low 70s. So it's been an incredibly short spurt of jump in the price of oil.
So what's driving the price up? DeHaan says that ongoing tensions in the Middle East, central banks in Europe and Canada cutting rates, shrinking global inventories caused by an increase in demand, and a reduction in production by OPEC are just some of the factors. And an Ocean County shore town has had enough of rowdy teens. Point Pleasant Beach announces it'll be enforcing its curfew rules, and it'll be parents who will have to pay for any infringements.
The Point Pleasant Beach mayor tells New Jersey 101.5 curfew enforcement will hopefully curb the number of late night incidents involving youth. The enforcement targets unaccompanied juveniles. If they're found loitering after 10 p.m. and it's determined their parents allowed them to do so, there can be a $2,000 fine for the adults. According to the borough's ordinance, loitering could involve causing a disturbance or just hanging around. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ101.5.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app and get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather going to look for the holiday? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Some more humid weather arriving just in time for the holiday weekend. It'll be warmer tonight than recent nights under a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. Very warm on Independence Day tomorrow. We'll turn more humid with clouds and sunshine. There will be a shower or thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and evening. High temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s. Warm and sticky later tomorrow night. Maybe a stray shower. Lows in the low to mid 70s. And a very warm, humid Friday on the way as well. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 71 degrees in Belvedere, 72 degrees in Old Bridge, 71 degrees Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
No.
Not Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.